Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. It is time for another podcast. Today is August 20th, 2021, and I am your host, The Project Vega. This podcast is going to be a little different, probably short. I just wanted to get it out here because honestly, just today, a lot of information in terms of the gaming side kind of just came out. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna hit record. I really don't want to do this. I don't even feel like talking because right now it's just some shit's happening in my life, and I got a fucking headache, and I don't really want to talk. But I'm gonna get this shit out. I'm gonna definitely get this shit out, and you'll probably know. I'll probably make small message of what I'm talking about, what I'm going through a little bit on the back end towards the end of this podcast. But you can follow me at Twitter at The Project Vega. My Instagram as well is The Project Vega as well. You can follow me there as well, since I finally changed that. It's no longer Kels_Fani. It is now The Project Vega. So everything right now should be the exact same as before. And honestly, just because I have no idea entirely, let me just double fucking check. Yeah, The Project Vega. It is. I'll leave all links in the description below. If you are listening to the audio podcast, go ahead, leave a like, 5-star this podcast, share it with your cousins, your loved ones, anything else like that to move me up the algorithm, to bring in new listeners, to get new content out sooner to you guys versus just doing this once a month. Supply and demand, that's literally how it is. It's literally supply and demand. I save everything up until the end of the month usually, and then drop it at that point. Of course, all the news at that point is going to be a little bit later, but I don't really fucking care. It's therapeutic at this point, to just talk. Plus, I just like talking. So I'm just going to run my mouth, and we just going to jump right into this shit. If you're watching the video version of the podcast, everything I'm going to be talking about will be shown in the screen. It'll be either here or there. I can't believe I just pointed the same place twice. we jumping right into this shit because it literally right before I fucking hit record, and what made me hit record this month right then and there, I'm jumping right into it. We are in the gaming section of the podcast right now. I am very disappointed. I'm actually very pissed right now too, on top of all the other shit. I'm very fucking mad. Halo, what the fuck? No, for people who are listening, no, it's not delayed. Well, hopefully fucking not. It's not delayed. It's not delayed, but the news that literally just struck like not even 20 minutes ago, if that even 20 minutes ago. By the time you listen to this podcast, I should have the audio version up today, or by the time you listen to it, whenever you listen to it, you'll know that information if you are, you know, within the gaming community or even just keep up with technology and shit like that. Well, not technology, just more of what I'm talking about in terms of the gaming side of the ecosystem. Halo, IGN confirmed with 343, they have released it. I'll leave a screenshot or whatever it is, bring it up. I could just bring it, you know what? We just gonna fucking bring it up in the podcast, exactly what we're about to do. Oh my god, Halo Infinite, hold up, yeah, here we go, we just gonna bring it up. Where the fuck is it? Right here, Halo Infinite. Fucking god, literally this just fucking dropped and it pisses me off. Watching the video version of the podcast, yeah, let me close all this other shit. Yeah, you see right here, Halo Infinite will not be released with sorry, I'm so just dumbfounded. Halo Infinite will be released without a campaign, co-op, or Forged at launch. What the fuck? Like, really, 343 Industries has announced that it was delaying the campaign, co-op, and Forge for Halo Infinite until after launch, as the developers focus on getting the single-player campaign and multiplayer done in the time for its holiday release. Like, really? Like, are you serious? Like, this is heartbreaking. This is heartbreaking. So I even called this. I'm pretty sure, because I've spoken about Halo plenty of fucking times. I said I was fine with, you know, because we didn't have any ground information. I said it is okay for it to release with the multiplayer and the campaign. Forge, I understand. Forge, I fucking understand. That is a whole nother fucking animal. That is a lot of fucking resources. That is a lot of shit. If anybody who has played Halo understands what I'm talking about and where I'm coming from Forge. Forge is literally like just building the fucking game itself at that point. Of course, it's just multiplayer maps, but the community with Forge has done some extraordinary fucking things with Forge. I feel like what they will do with this game, with Forge, is bring it to this huge fucking thing where you're basically just creating a whole nother game. Hopefully they allow us, like I said, be able to control the AIs, be able to create not just invasion maps, but the big team battle maps where you could have those huge events and stuff like that with the wardens and stuff and the grunt captains and stuff fucking come into that. Like, if they allow that, this is gonna be a massive game. Like, I'm talking about, like, you gonna need like basically a fucking terabyte of space solely for this game, which I'll be fine with. I don't give a fuck. But this is heartbreaking. You're literally getting rid of the core of what Halo is and only bringing out the fucking multiplayer. I'm gonna say this. It's probably gonna trigger some people because, you know, I'm more of a campaign first guy for Halo, and a lot of that's where really Halo, its popularity got from not just its campaign, but it's also its multiplayer. But for me, I've loved the campaign a lot more until 4 and 5. 4 and 5 were just 5 made up for 4, but still. You're shipping this game without the campaign. What the fuck? I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm gonna play the multiplayer here and there, but nah, I might more so be on Battlefield, bro. Than this shit, like, this pisses me off. If in case I get pissed with the fucking multiplayer, I hop back in the campaign, let me run this shit again, you know, I'm gonna go explore and all that stuff, I wanna have fun with that. I won't be able to do that. So I'm better off going to a fucking Battlefield where I know I could just get a headache over there consistently without needing an escape, or, you know, there's going to be a campaign possibly on that one too. Just go play that. Excuse me. But how are you going to ship this game without... How are you going to do that? It pisses me off. Oh my god, I really have a fucking headache. This makes no sense. This makes no sense. It's come part of the delay already. Like, that means the delay from where it was at first. You guys weren't ready at all. You were not ready at all. Y'all were just trying to push a broken game out. If you doing this, y'all weren't even close. Like, what the fuck? Y'all, we might not get a campaign till almost around this time next year. Or some shit like that, some bullshit like that, bro. Like, we're about to just have a multiplayer only focused game, and I do not like that at all whatsoever. You about to make, so that's another thing. That's a fucking another thing. I don't give a fuck if I stay on this topic for 3 hours. I'm not going to though, but that's another thing. We're about to pay, of course, people who have Game Pass, you're fine. You just fucking download the game, try it out, whatever it is. I don't have Game Pass because I'm not going to pay for that shit. I see the value. I understand the value, but I don't have time for all that shit. So I'm just gonna buy the game. There's people probably gonna be just like me who are gonna buy this fucking game and only get a multiplayer. Like, that's fucking asinine. Like, this isn't Fortnite, my nigga. This ain't Fortnite. This is fucking Halo. We got a big ass AAA game. We literally have the a flagship game for Xbox only being shipped with just a fucking multiplayer? This fucking stupid. This is fucking stupid. I hate this. I absolutely hate this. And I, like, literally Twitter was blowing up. And there's a lot of people. You could literally go to Twitter and you could find it. It was blowing up, and it's just the most dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed with 343. Like, y'all, I understand these whole COVID things, bro, but you, man, no. Other studios doing better. to me, I think, because at least they doing stuff. At least they doing better work from what I'm seeing. I don't know. Just this is bullshit. This is bullshit. I was fine. What was the game that came out with? Was it Halo 5? I don't remember. I forgot what game it was, but it came. It shipped with the multiplayer, and it shipped with the campaign, and then the other shit came later. The other shit came later. Just like GTA. You could pull GTA. I'd be fine if you pulled a fucking GTA, bro. A GTA 5. Come out with the campaign first for like a month or 2 weeks and then release the multiplayer. That would have been better. That's a better strategy. I don't give a fuck what anybody tells me, bro. That is a better strategy, honestly. I think that's better. Get people ready for what the campaign, for what the multiplayer has. Get people solely on the campaign to really dig deep and get into the lore of Halo, to bring in new people and of course the old people, and then release the rest of the shit later. And you could do it in sections. You have the campaign first. I'm fine with paying my money for a fucking campaign. That's what I want to fucking play. Like Gears of War, I played the fucking campaign. I didn't even touch the multiplayer. I just wanted to know where the story was going. I haven't even touched the multiplayer, mainly because I played the multiplayer. Yeah, I got my ass kicked. I'm not one of them fucking Gears of War gods. I don't care. I'm not at that level anymore. Back in fucking Halo, Gears of War 1 and 2 days. Like, I'm not back at that level. So, with the new Gears of War, I just played the fucking game. I had Game Pass at the time because it was only $1 for 3 months. So, I was like, fuck yeah, let me do that deal. But that's beside the point. Come out with the campaign, then release the multiplayer, and then you got the Forge, and then anything else after that. Cause like, what the fuck? What y'all trying to do is just do this cash grab, money grab bullshit. They're about to just release this multiplayer. There's gonna be a battle pass, all aesthetics and shit like that. There's gonna be a bunch of loot boxes and shit like that. It's about to, where you just pay money and they're just making billions like that. Just like FIFA and fuck Fortnite and all these other, everything else, Warzone. That's all it is, bro. That's all it fucking is a fucking cash grab. And I did not think they were gonna go this direction. I am pissed. I should have seen it coming with Halo 5, because that's where that direction was going to go. It really first started with Halo 4. Then it jumped to 5, and it was pretty prominent and obvious. And then now it's this. Nah, I don't like it. Nah, bro. I'm gonna go back. I'm done. I'm pissed. We done with that. We just moving on to the next one. In terms of, you know, good news of a good studio, but is a very pretty much a money grab as well. But at least they deliver. Without disappointment. With disappointment, but not as much. Fucking Rockstar. GTA Trilogy Remastered coming out with GTA 3, San Andreas, and Vice City. That is coming. That was huge news. Like, I think that came out like a week ago or something like that. That is huge fucking news. Vice City, GTA 3, and San Andreas. Ooh, Vice City is San Andreas, man. We finna be on. We all shit. Here we go again, bro. Like, what you mean? We about to be on those games, bro. We about to be on. I can't believe I didn't fucking write. Oh no, I did. Okay, never mind. I was about to say I thought I didn't write it down, but I did. That's all right, Rockstar. We good, you know. They already told us GTA 6, isn't coming out until 2024. We already know that shit. Just because they were milking the shit out of number 5. Milking the shit. It's lasted 3 generations. This shit came out on the 360, bro. It came out on fucking 360. 360. Xbox 360, man. That's how old this game is. Xbox 3. This thing has lasted 3 generations of consoles. 360, the one in the series, bro. Like, what? PlayStation 3, 4, and 5. They've been milking. Yeah, that is a real cash grab right there. That is a real milker right there, because of that. Everybody's going to put the money into it because of the amount of player base it's got. Going to happen, but good for Rockstar. You know, we got something else. Where's Bully, though? Where's Bully 2? Y'all announced that shit way back, bro. Where that shit at? for my real niggas, y'all know what Bully be doing. Y'all remember that? That get that, man. If they drop a Bully, they better be, you know what you could be doing with some Bully. What they have back then, you know what you could be doing with some Bully. another thing, coming from Bethesda, they announced Skyrim Anniversary. They're coming out with another, it's not another Skyrim, it's just like a rehashed, a remastered version, updated version of Skyrim from the next series, X and S and 5. That's really what it is, bro. Just thought I'd write it down. It's not really much to talk about. I'll fuck with Skyrim, honestly. I already have it. I have like the computer version, the X, was it on 360? I don't think it was on 360, I don't know. But yeah, I have it on my computer and I have it on my Xbox, so, it said it was going to be a free update, so if I don't have to buy it again, I'm fine with that. I'm completely fine. I'm gonna play some. I play it for like a week or two. Skyrim's fun just to fuck around with, have fun. But it is what it is at that point. It's just a quick thing I wanted to write down. The next Call of Duty was announced. Next Call of Duty. Call of Duty Vanguard was announced. Oh yeah, wait, really quick, going back. November 3rd is when that whole thing is dropping for Skyrim, but moving on. November 5th, next Call of Duty Vanguard. That's coming out, and it's a World War II style game. My thoughts are the exact same. I have already quit Call of Duty. I have never been so unenthused with the Call of Duty in my life. I'm done with it. I have not watched the trailer. But I will be. I'll create a separate video on my YouTube and put that up on, you know, a live reaction on that. Same with, I'll get to that. Same with Eternals. But, you know, I'll mention that Marvel's Eternals. I'll do live reactions back because I haven't seen both because I wanted to make something out of it. I was like, fuck it, I can make content. Let me just ignore all this shit and then, you know, go ahead and watch it and do a reaction to that. That's what I'll do. But yeah, Call of Duty, yeah, don't really give a fuck. Don't care. The visuals that I've seen, cool, just updated. The only thing I want is fucking, what was it? Man, I forgot what my favorite Call of Duty was. Man. What was it, bro? What World War? Not the World War II. Fucking A. The one with the original zombies. I completely forgot. It's definitely a World War II game. I don't even remember because that's how long ago it was. But I'll probably remember and then I'll mention it. But that's what it is. What it is. This one was actually very good news that I saw, and I loved. For my real niggas out there, y'all know. Jeff Keighley has announced, this man Jeff Keighley, I'm gonna leave screenshots literally of everything and what I'm talking about so you can see it visually what I'm about to say. Jeff Keighley has announced or teased at a new Saints Row reboot. And I'm like, yes sir, let's go. I'm with that because Saints Row has strayed so far from what it was. Saints Row was supposed to be the gangster shit, bro. It was supposed to be literally the hood type stuff. That's what Saints Row was supposed to be, just straight gangs fighting. That's how it was supposed to be. The shit moved way past it, bro. They went to aliens in space, bro. Like, that's how you know a game was starting to fall off, like Call of Duty. Like, literally you did in the past, future, present, space, like aliens now, you know, that's what Call of Duty. It is what it is. But a reboot of Saints Row, I'm with that. Gamescom, we will see it because it was he has teased it at Gamescom. So we're gonna see something soon. We are about to see something soon. What was it announced in like 3 days? Gamescom, if I'm not mistaken. By the time this comes out and you listen to it, it's gonna be already past. You already know what I'm talking about. But that's what I'm liking. That's what I'm liking. Yeah, man, my fucking head hurts so much, man. So much going through my mind right now. I also saw one last thing for this topic. I saw it on Twitter. A lot of shit. I get all my news from fucking Twitter, bro. Twitter's like the best. It's the best way to keep up to date with literally everything. You want to be the first to know something? Make sure you got Twitter. Make sure you follow the right people or whatever it is. You will know something the second it fucking happens. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. If you on any other platform, bro, you ain't gonna know them probably till like a day after or like 12 hours later, maybe 5-6, depending on how severe it is. But you trying to know? Twitter. Twitter's the place. It's the place to be, honestly. It's like one of the best platforms anyway. So in my opinion, this is all fucking subjective opinion, dude. That's all it is. What was I going with this? Rate this shit 5 stars, bro. 5 stars, leave a like, share, all that shit, bro. This is great. Some dumbass talking out of the side of his neck at all times, bro. We doing this. What I was saying was IGN had came out with a tweet. IGN came out with a tweet, but what I saw was from Halo, because they had retweeted from it. And what it was stating, I'm just paraphrasing, is who would win in a fight between these two characters. First one was Master Chief, Halo, and the second one was Kratos. I looked at that and I'm like shaking my head and I'm like, you know, let me see what these people's responses were. And I saw a lot of good responses and then I saw the ones that were just fucking delusional. You're fucking insane. And some people, I'm gonna allude to it. What my opinion is of what it is. I love Halo. I absolutely love Halo. Absolutely. I love Chief, this, down the third, X, Y, and Z. But I'd be fucking insane to think he's going to beat Kratos. I have played God of War, bro. Even in his old age from the latest God of War, he ain't beating him. Chief ain't beating him. It don't matter. And if we talking prime on prime, Kratos mops the floor at this nigga. Like, hands down. Chief might get some good, you know, get some good tactics in it. Yo, Chief, he's smart. He's smart with his battles and who he fights. But he ain't beating the fucking God of War. He ain't beating him. You tripping. You really tripping. Dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. There's got another one later on, but that's fucking ridiculous to really think that he's gonna beat him. Fucking dumb. So stupid. Anybody who thinks otherwise is just not, first of all, not really a gamer to really understand. It's like, get your fucking feelings out of it and actually think. Like I love Halo and Master Chief and all that shit, the whole nine yards, but to really think, and I love Kratos too. Kratos did his fucking thing. Great games, great fucking games. But you really think he gonna beat him? Nah, crazy. You're crazy. Nah. Yeah, moving on. Moving on to the next section of the podcast. This is gonna be the life section, quick bits or whatever it is. I just wanted to get gaming out the way just because first thing I wanna get. Usually I wanna do this one. First thing, this came out like 2 days ago or a day ago, whatever it is. Big fucking thing that just dropped. OnlyFans is banning pornography off their website. Y'all probably like, why are you talking about OnlyFans? No, I'm not subscribed to any of that bullshit. No, I don't fucking care. I don't need to watch any. I don't need to pay for that shit, bro. There's regular porn out there. Like, why the fuck would I want to look at some shit like that and pay $2.99 for your subscription? Fuck that, dog, bro. I'm good, bro. Let me just go get some pussy, bro. Like, fuck that. Oh my god, dude. Demonetized. I don't really care about getting demonetized. It is what it is. That's my fucking honest thoughts. But yes, OnlyFans is banning pornography off their website. They had said they are going to still allow nude pictures and stuff like that, but remove illicit content off their platform. And I'm just like, what? You guys are fucking stupid. You built your company off the backs of these women who have done that shit, made billions of dollars off this shit, and you're gonna remove it? Man, this is the dumbest. And it's to appease their to try to get new investors and appease their shareholders and help get on the good side of the banks because the banks don't want to work with them. You know what fixes that? Bitcoin does. I mean, it does, really. It fucking solves that issue. But, you know, that's here nor say. But, yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. A lot of women are about to, y'all know I'm probably gonna need to start looking for, you know, another outlet of a stream of income, because you're not gonna get as much as before if you weren't already. Some are still gonna do it, some are probably not, but like, if it's just gonna be like pictures and stuff and nothing like serious, yeah, you're about to lose a large follow. You're about to lose a good chunk of your money. And if you haven't worked on getting another stream of revenue as a entrepreneur, as a lot of OF females who have this or whatever it is and consider themselves entrepreneurs and stuff and have made actually a good amount of money, word of advice. The average millionaire, if that statistic is still, I'm pretty sure it's more at this point, from years back, probably a decade ago, an average millionaire had a incomes from seven different things, incomes from seven different areas. And for you as an entrepreneur, should still strive towards something like that to make sure you have different forms of revenue coming in from different areas. Yes, you still have your bread and butter, but you make sure you get other avenues by promoting different things like merchandise, or you have, I don't know, investing, or if you have real estate, which is still like investing and stuff like that, or if you collab with a, I don't know, podcast, different YouTube channels or some shit like that to really kind of promote yourself, to really have those different forms of revenue coming in and have, of course, your bread and butter, but you have your secondary, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, to make sure that the rest of them besides your bread and butter add up to either equivalent of what your bread and butter is all combined or more. So in case something bad happens and you have to be removed off a platform because X, Y, and Z, this is a prime example of that. It really is. If you're really money smart, you would know this and you wouldn't be really tripping. There's a lot of people who aren't tripping. Well, of course, the top ones aren't tripping, but all the people who aren't as, business savvy is the way I will put it. It's a business. It's a business. You gotta run this shit as a business. Fast money comes with slow problems. Absolutely. Fast money always comes with slow problems. And, if you know what that means, then absolutely, I'm not gonna explain it. Maybe I'd explain it on a different podcast, but nah, fast money comes with slow problems. Absolutely. For people who understand what I'm saying, yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, that's fucking insane to really do that. It's stupid too. Like, you guys are dumb. You don't need those people. Like, go to Bitcoin, honestly. Go to Bitcoin. But yeah, it is what it is. But I'm just gonna move on from talking about OF, honestly. Excuse me. I saw, just like going back off the IGN tweet or where it is with Kratos and Master Chief, I saw another tweet. This one is from Cardi B. And it was a huge, like, you know, little debate or whatever. It was a fun little debate, nothing serious, on who had a harder life, who was, you know, who had it harder. It was between Everybody Hates Chris and Malcolm in the Middle. Anybody who's seen either of the two, you should fucking really know who had it harder. I've seen so many people were saying Malcolm, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You guys are stupid to think that. I've seen both shows, I haven't seen all of Malcolm in the Middle, but still, that's still the little amount that I've seen does not outweigh with what I've seen with Everybody Hates Chris. Anybody who has seen Everybody Hates Chris already knows it's way worse than fucking Malcolm in the Middle, who had it worse, honestly. A lot of the episodes of Malcolm in the Middle, it wasn't always like him having a hard time or anything, you know, finding these solutions, whatever the fuck it is. He wasn't always being harassed or anything like that. There were still a good amount, but not anything like where it was damn near every episode with Everybody Hates Chris. Come on now, like, we gonna go there. Like, I'm gonna go there. You got a little black kid living in Brooklyn. Was it Brooklyn? Whatever it is. You got a black kid living in, you know, in just going into an all-white school during like basically high a good height of racism versus a white kid living in the modern day type shit, like just getting harassed by his family. Like, come on now, this is very easy. This is very easy to depict. Like, come on now, like really think about it for all the people who were kind of doing this. But it is what it is. It's nothing serious like that, but it's just like, come on now, let's not be blind here. We all know what really who had it harder. It's just, you know, she wanted to see just different viewpoints, and that's my take. Like, Chris easily had it harder than Malcolm did. No, like, hands down. Yeah, that's that. But yeah, Tesla. Yeah, Tesla just announced a new Tesla bot. And for those of you who do not know, yeah, a Tesla bot, a robot, yes. For those of you who do not know, Tesla as a company is not a car company. You guys should have already known that way before. They just made cars first, but it's not a car company. They just make cars. For those who know technology or even aware of that type of shit and different companies and shit like that, you would know that Tesla was not a car company. They just make cars. Yeah, they're coming out with a Tesla bot, and the prototype is slated to release sometime next year. So yeah, go ahead and invest in some Tesla, because you're about to make some money. Spend that $700, that shit gonna flip to like $1,400, $1,500, $1,600 by the time, or even more, by the time that shit drop. So yeah, go ahead and do that. It's actually something pretty cool. Of course, I'm gonna leave the pictures, because I actually have the pictures and stuff like that on the video version of the podcast, so you can see everything from there. Which I probably might have that up Saturday, Sunday, somewhere around there. Just before, honestly, Monday, I'm gonna have that shit. I'll have it definitely up before Monday, but whatever it is. Coinbase, going and jumping in the cryptocurrency, because I already mentioned it earlier with Bitcoin. Yeah, Coinbase is doing its job. Coinbase is really doing its job. They just got released in Japan. They just opened a branch up in Japan, so Japan is now on deck, and they're now able to invest. So that's great for Japan. That just brings more people exposed to the ecosystem. Crypto is going fucking crazy. I have been saying it. Invest in this shit. Invest into this shit. Who gives a fuck if it's going up or down? If you're a long-term investor, bro, you, like, none of this shit where you're buying at from any of the times I mentioned it mattered, because look where it's at. Yeah, of course you want to get into the best position, but still, if you're a fucking long-term investor, hold it for a year or two or longer. Won't matter at that point. But yeah, Coinbase to invest another $500 million into their crypto balance sheet. That's huge news. And then, as well as this is from the CEO as well, to invest 10% of all profits moving forward, and that number can grow as time progresses. That's a lot of change, bro. So if they're making $500 million and 10% of that, and it could go up, like, and that's if each time, which crypto, y'all can make some fucking money easily. No fucking problem. Like, $500 million is like, okay, you know, you got $500 million. Let's throw this shit aside. What it is. Just take 10% of that each time, and that percentage can grow as time goes. Could be ending up at 25%. I'll probably get it. At most, I think it might grow up to like 25%. If it goes anything higher, I'm gonna be like, damn, they really going in this shit. But yeah, that's really what I gotta say about this. Everything's gonna be quick. I'm not gonna try to prolong a lot of the conversations right now. I have a headache. A lot of shit's on my mind. It's bugging the shit out of me. Not in the right headspace right now with stuff. We're gonna jump into the next section. Movies. We out here with the movies. I have finally watched Tenet. Yeah, bro. Tenet is fucking good. It blew my fucking mind. Once I really took understood what was happening, I'm not gonna lie, I was sitting there so, not confused, like really trying to solve what's going on. It was a lot that was going on, and let me tell you, a lot's going on in this movie. I've seen Inception like twice, and this was a long ass time ago, so I don't really remember it like that, but this movie is like on some Inception shit, but like tenfold in my opinion. It really, dimensions intertwine with this one. Time and space is being manipulated to ridiculous probabilities, honestly. And it's really good. It is really good. And the man, I like it. If you have not seen it, get HBO Max. It's on there. Go ahead and start streaming that shit, bro. It is a really good movie. And I would rewatch it again. That's how good it is. It's definitely something I would pick up and rewatch and have no problem rewatching it. Yeah, go ahead and get that shit, dude. Check it out. If you ain't got HBO Max, I recommend. A lot of stuff's being streamed on that stuff. And speaking of HBO Max, the brand new Suicide Squad was being streamed on that. And let me tell you, woo, this movie was good, bro. This movie was good. It was really fucking great. It is hilarious as hell as well, man. Let me tell you, the first like 5 to 7 minutes. Oh my God, it hurts. The first 5 to 7 minutes, this fucking thing called Weasel. Man, bro, that thing creeped me the fuck out, but it is the most hilarious. Fuck, it had me in tears, bro. That Weasel, I'm gonna have a picture of that motherfucker on the video version of the podcast when that shit drop. Go ahead and subscribe, ring the bell icon to get notified when the latest videos and stuff drop, but we going back. Fucking hilarious. The whole movie was great. Of course there were, you know, some issues here and there, but small issues, but the movie itself is easily rewatchable and really good. The first Suicide Squad movie, a lot of people had backlash with it. I love movies. I'm gonna watch this shit as long as it's good. I even rewatched the other one. I think it was like a day or two before the latest Suicide Squad came out. Nothing to like kind of like, oh, I'm gonna need to watch it just to like kind of put a remember, because it's not like a reboot. What it is that those actions still happened. It's just, this is just a continuation of the universe that's going. And I was fine with it. They still had Rick Flag. They still had fucking Harley Quinn. They still had Captain Boomerang. Like, they still had them. For, you know, time being and shit. Spoiler alert, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah, spoiler alert on a lot of stuff, because if you ain't got HBO Max, it is what it is. On my podcast, I'm gonna spoil shit, absolutely. Spoiler alert to the ever-living extreme with this one. So, listen at your own discretion. It is what it is at that point. So, been warned, it's gonna happen. Yeah, the first, like, 20, 30 minutes of that movie, yeah, motherfuckers die left and right. It is gory as hell, and I loved it. I loved it. It was good. I love it. It was gory as fuck. Much more gorier than the previous one. So I enjoyed it. Kind of wanted the temptress back because I liked her. She was cool. Her and her brother were like lit, but it is. That's some godly dimension shit. So, but new Suicide Squad, I recommend checking it out. What would I give it? I really don't know. Definitely like above 8.5 or about an 8.5. Absolutely. Movie was good. Movie was great. Above 8.5 or an 8.5. So 8.5 for anybody who doesn't know, you know, ratings and stuff like that. So that's what I would keep it. moving over to a different streaming platform, because I seen, you know, some people were raving about it on Netflix, trying to say this movie was good, it was scary, this, that, and the third. Movies, oh my God, bro. This movie sucks so fucking bad. It's on Netflix. It's called Blood Red Sky. If anybody has seen it, I think it's an Italian movie or some shit like that. The movie sucked, dude. It was terrible. I cannot believe I wasted my time watching that shit. But I wanted to check it out because, you know, some people are like, oh my God, this movie's so scary. Like, nothing scares me, bro. No movie fucking scares me at all. It wasn't even suspenseful either. It was a lot of bad acting. It was a lot of... It sucked. Blood Red Sky is a vampire movie, and they were on an airplane. And what it is the mom... the mom and father or whatever it is were on some road trip or something like that. And they got stranded out in the middle of nowhere. And then father went to go find some help. Didn't come back. Mother went out with the baby because, you know, it was getting too fucking hard in that goddamn car or whatever it is. Got bit by some vampire after going into an abandoned building like a stupid idiot, like most people would do in a movie to make you frustrated. Like, that was a frustrating move right there. And she was trying to get to America to have to fix, because she was, you know, infected by a vampire and had become one, it just depending on the sentence structure you want to use. Tried to fix herself in America with some new technology or whatever it is they had, because she sent over blood samples, she was Skyping or, you know, video chatting to see, you know, the machine she was gonna go in. And then she had a temporary solution of some syringe that, you know, I think it was blood or whatever it is that helped her bring her senses back, because without it she would turn into a vampire. Vampires are afraid of the sun. So she was able to walk through the day, I believe, so if I'm not mistaken. Or she, no, it was mainly dark during that whole movie. Yeah, it was mainly dark, so she wasn't really able to go anywhere, even during the day. But she was able to, you know, walk around at night with, you know, wig and glasses to try to hide her appearance as best as possible with her son. But that's really it. That movie sucked, dude. I gave it a 4. I gave it a fucking 4. I'm saying that. It is a 4. And I'm just being generous. I did not like it. It is a 4. Do not watch it. I do not care. If you have already seen it, you probably understand what I'm talking about. But if you've seen it, it's like, it wasn't that bad. Okay, whatever. Moving on. New Venom movie has been delayed until October 15th as well. So shit's just being delayed. Shit's been canceled all around. And it's not even that cool anymore. I hate this shit. Why is everything being canceled, delayed, and all this stuff? But yeah, new Venom movie. I wanted to see Carnage. I wanted to see Spider-Man if he's gonna be in the end credits or whatever it is. I wanted to see all that shit, but we ain't gonna see it until October 15th. It's been delayed. I think it was actually supposed to be out this month, something like that. It is what it is. But we're just gonna keep pushing. We jumping into the next section, and that's music. That is music. I got two things. New K Camp. Anybody listen to K Camp? He dropped a new album. I learned about this through my sister because she was playing a song that had featured Trey Songz. I was like, what's this? She's like, oh, it's new K Camp with Trey Songz. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, the song kind of nice, I like it. So you know, I went and, you know, I listened to the album. I listened to it 2 times through. That's what I do. I always listen. I listen to the fucking thing. The first time I listen to it, I'm just kind of like, not just listening to it, I'm trying to like get a feel for how the layout of the album is, the type of beats they're playing, with, you know, what he's rapping about and stuff like that. And then the second time, I really like dive into like the lyrics and stuff like that to see what they like, what they're trying to talk about. For me, the album is very mellow tone. It's like a mellow tone type of album. I don't really know how to really explain it. You just kind of have to you have to listen to it. The album's called Float. You can go listen to it if you want to kind of like understand what I'm saying, but it's a very mellow tone type of album. Like, it's something you could like drive to or whatever it is, maybe, if you want to throw it on. But I'm pretty sure you're gonna play your own playlist if you want to. And he's not really saying much, if anything. I know there were like 2 songs, I think, about his mom and like how she's proud of him and stuff like that. But it is what it is. Yeah, that's really all I gotta really say about this. It's not much. I think there's like 12 songs on it or some shit like that, but yeah, it is what it is. What just dropped, just like a lot of this information like literally dropped today, is what I'm saying. A lot of it, not like the beginning stuff, some middle, and then what I'm about to say right now. I was on Twitter, of course. Twitter, fucking, it's the news. It's literally my news. Kendrick Lamar about to drop his new album, because he hinted at it, like he's gonna drop it very soon. And it's funny because it's like, oh, you got Kendrick about to drop, and we got Drake and Kanye fighting on who's gonna drop their fucking first, when Kendrick's just like, fuck these two, I'm gonna just drop my shit. That's big, bro. We about to get some new Kendrick, Drake, and Kanye this year. Okay, we got more people dropping too. I still want some Chris Brown though, you know, I need it. It's just my guy. It is what it is. But yes, Kendrick, Kanye, and Drake. Honestly, if all three of them were to drop, maybe a week or two after, or 3 days, you know, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, whatever it is. What I'm listening to first is definitely Kendrick. After that, Drake, and then Kanye. Yeah, basically that's how I feel about it. I don't really give a fuck. Kanye might have, I don't know, a couple songs I put on repeat. Drake, I know, will most definitely have some songs I put in the rotation, put in the pop playlist, and then Kendrick as well. Like, that's just how it is, honestly, with me. Kanye, depending on what he comes out with, so it's up in the air, really. That's why I only said a couple of songs, and a couple means two for anybody who doesn't know. I want him to do good. I want some old Kanye though. You know, kind of going back to his roots and what, you know, made him who he was or whatever it is. Bring back that old stuff. Yeah, with new flavor. That's what I mainly mean. Don't just like go back to his old school stuff. And, you know, no, you gotta make room for greats and stuff like that. You gotta make new room for shit. Just bring your new style to what this modern day is, on top of what made you, is more so what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, that's really all I gotta say about that. But we just gonna move it on, bro. We're gonna jump into like the TV shows, bro. Star Wars, The Bad Batch, bro. This latest episode, or the past two episodes from last time I had spoke about it. Man, the destruction of Kamino was insane. Absolutely insane. Like, I already knew about, you know, everybody who's familiar with Star Wars universe, like, we knew about the Kamino being destroyed and stuff like that. You know, the clone army being gotten rid of. That's why we got all these new clones who are, you know, because they finally actually unveiled the new troopers that they have, as to why there aren't any more clones. But actually seeing Kamino getting destroyed was actually something. It was a very suspenseful episode to me. It was, that was some shit right there. I was like, damn, bro, like, okay, yeah, Kamino just got fucking annihilated. Shit, I liked it. I liked it, man. It was nice. It was nice. It was terrible. It was definitely heartbreaking just to see that shit happen, and seeing Omega and the and the squad all together, including, you know, homeboy who flipped on him. I'm gonna call him Deadshot, but it's not Deadshot. I don't know why his name just isn't coming to mind right now. But yeah, seeing them all trapped inside, and then while it was being destroyed, they were being shot at. The whole entire city being sunk to the bottom of the ocean while they were inside, and them having to escape. That was insane. That was a very, and man, it was good. I recommend, if you haven't seen it already, go see it. Disney Plus, go ahead and stream it. Both shows what I'm about to talk about on the TV show second section is from Disney Plus. Next one is the What If, Marvel's What If, with two episodes out. And Marvel's What If is actually really good. Especially the first episode with Carter, Captain Carter. That was actually a really good episode. Second episode was good as well, with rest in peace Chadwick Boseman. He is, his last performance that we have of him, in terms of Marvel, as the Black Panther. He is no longer, I don't know if there's anything else that he might have recorded, but he was the first to sign up on the Marvel's What If to make sure that Chadwick Boseman and the Black Panther is really out there on everything to, you know, kind of keep it consistent, is I believe his mindset and everything else. But this was the last performance, and he did really good. Definitely sad to, you know, really hear his voice and stuff like that, but everybody did good. It was really nice. Chadwick Boseman played Star-Lord, and there was a lot of shit in this What If. I was like, holy shit, okay. So in the first episode, I'm gonna jump back and forth between the two. First episode, of course, we got Captain Carter, the way how that happened. Yes, spoilers, I don't care, I already told you way back. Captain Carter and how that happened, Steve Rogers still being there. And also, this was the first iteration of the Iron Man suit being introduced back then in the first Avenger for Captain Carter. I was like, oh shit. Red Skull, of course, he was still there with Hydra. That whole thing was still there. They basically fucking summoned Cthulhu through the goddamn portal that he was trying. But that was definitely, I was like, oh shit, okay, nice. At the end of the episode, I was like, all right, I'll see where this is going. I definitely see where this whole What If thing and where this is headed. And then, you know, second episode, this one threw me for a fucking loop. I did not see that. It was actually pretty nice how they did it. So, and the fact that they made fun of Thanos. Yeah, this nigga Thanos. So, what it is, Chadwick Boseman is Star-Lord, because how that happened is Yondu had sent for his crew to go get, it was supposed to be Peter Quill. These fucking idiots picked up T'Challa. Oh my god, did I really just say that? I was thinking of something else. Yeah, picked him up and brought him to Yondu, and Yondu's like, what the fuck, this isn't Peter Quill. He's like, yeah, you said he has two eyes, ears, two holes in mouth and shit like that. I was like, all right, these guys are some fucking idiots, but I like this. And you know they went and started exploring, and he became super famous, and actual, he was that famous. And then it picked up where we had seen the first Guardians of the Galaxy, where Peter Quill is, you know, taking the power stone. Picks up where that is with Chadwick Boseman and that whole interaction, and the dude that I forgot what his name, the black dude, he plays him in there, and what's called, he recruits him for the Ravagers. And it's funny, he takes him for the Ravagers, Yondu's there and stuff like that. And then, you know, as they get up in the ship, you know, they're talking and shit like that, Thanos is there. And I was like, wait, why the fuck? Because they were just like, oh, how did you take that away from the, you know, the Mad Titan, this, that, and the third. And then what's it called? And I thought they were about to continue. And then fucking Thanos, like, his hand was there on the dude's shoulder. And I was like, is that Thanos? And it was fucking Thanos, bro. And then they were ragging on this nigga. They were definitely ragging on this nigga. It's just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just genocide, you fucking idiot, basically. He's just like, it's a viable option. He's just like, but Chadwick Boseman convinced him that his methods were wrong, and that he actually had a solution for helping world hunger across the galaxy. So that's how that it was. It's very interesting. I recommend going watching it if you haven't already. And then as well, as we didn't see Gamora, but we did see Nebula, and this one threw me for a loop. Nebula with blonde hair. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the hell? All right, different, but okay. it was nice though. It was very nice. So can't wait to see what the rest of the What If has to offer. So yeah, we're just gonna move on from that. Next section and last section of the podcast, before we end it, anime, got a few things. Vivi the fluorescent light, or whatever it is, I don't know what the fuck, I just keep messing that up. But Vivi, there's still one more episode. It's just more of a summary episode, but I consider the dub version of the show over, because there's 13 episodes, but there is 14. There's 14 episodes, but the 13th is technically last. The 14th is the summary of just kind of wrapping up everything. But yeah, bro, I stand by what I said. This fucking thing, I give this shit a straight 9.7. I give it a straight 9.7. I don't give a fuck if I'm over exaggerating. This was a phenomenal anime, and I highly recommend people checking this shit out. This shit was really fucking good, man. Just everything about it to me was just really good. Of course, behind my nitpicks and shit here and there, but this shit was just way too good to me. I enjoyed it to the fullest, and I'm glad I didn't start it in sub. I'm glad I didn't, because you know, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much. I probably would have. I don't really know, but you know, I'm gonna go back through it and, you know, watch it in sub versus dub. And if I just don't feel the same way of how I felt with dubbed, like, then I'm good. Like with Rising the Shield Hero, like as an example, watching that both subbed and dubbed still gives me the exact same feeling how I feel about it. And a couple other animes as well. Even Hunter x Hunter, same exact thing. But this, I need to see if it's able to do that. And if it is, then yeah, it's fantastic, and I'm gonna enjoy it. But I don't know. But as of right now, yeah, this shit's good. It is fucking good. The new project between Crunchyroll and Adult Swim has dropped. Finna, Pirate Princess has dropped. There's two episodes, and so far these two episodes are actually very interesting, and I like it. Not gonna say it's like something that's probably gonna keep me for a while, can you know, until more episodes drop, but as of right now, I do enjoy it. It's kind of funny, but it's actually I feel like it's gonna get better. Of course, in the samurais or ninjas they have, from the little boy who was on the ship, who had saved Fena, who had made her escape, is now back, and he's now this like boss ass ninja with his squad. Oh yeah, dude, they some lethal motherfuckers. I really do hope, because it happens almost every anime where it's just like, oh, this huge like beast, overpowered, whatever it is, person is introduced, and then all of a sudden they're like nerfed to ever living hell and they're getting their asses kicked. I hope they can keep this shit consistent with these dudes, because it's not just one of them, it's the whole squad, and there's like eight of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken. They were some beasts, man. They some ninjas. Hopefully they keep it consistent. That's what I want to see, is keep the consistency with the power that they had from what we saw. That was some very powerful ninjas, how they were. The banter between characters was fucking hilarious too. Especially the twins. The twins are great. But yeah, Finn and the Pirate Princess. So far it's catching my eye. I like it a little bit, so yeah, we're just gonna go on from there. Next, My Hero Academia, or more so, the next coming 3 months will now be My Villain Academia. And I'm so ready to see my nigga Dobby. I'm so ready to see the villains. The villains are taking over. We are no longer gonna see Midoriya, Todoroki, or Bakugo. It's no longer Class 1A, no longer the heroes. We are stepping away from that. They are building up what's happening on the back end with the villains, and it's basically villains are training, because what's gonna happen is we got the movie. I believe the movie is what's alluding to what's coming up, is the World Heroes. But yeah, we definitely going from that part. Last thing I want to say, I don't even know if I want to fucking mention this, but you know, I'll just kind of say a little something as to a little bit what's kind of going on in the back end. Fuck, do I even want to do this? No, I might get emotional or whatever it is. Yeah, I got a funeral coming up next week. my father. My dad had passed away last Thursday. Or Friday, sorry, whatever it is. I can't really think right now. But yeah, he had passed away. And that's pretty much why I'm not really in a good headspace right now. Not even in the same state. So it's just like waiting to get more information to where I need. But I'll be out back in my hometown for the funeral next week. He's gonna be buried with full honors to the military. Yeah, that's really all I'm gonna say from that point on. I'm not trying to get emotional on this podcast, but that's what I wanted to mention, just so you guys kind of understand, for those who have made it to the end of the podcast and have gone this far as to why I was feeling the way I am. Thank you for listening. Go ahead, leave a like, comment, share, subscribe, all that. Whatever platform you're listening to this to, if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate it 5 stars. If you're listening to Spotify, go ahead and like and follow. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and share, subscribe, like the bell icon, hit the bell icon, like the video, leave a comment on what you felt on the two debates between Kratos and Master Chief, Cardi B, with the whole Malcolm in the Middle, or Chris. Let me know what you think, what your opinion on that was as well. And yeah, go ahead and follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'll leave links in the description for everything. And then I will catch you guys later. Peace out.